What exactly does the term folk music mean? Now, the bluntest definition I ever heard was simple. It's music for folks. But that definition, I think, is a little too shallow. Really, folk music is the music we teach each other. It's the music we sing together. Down the long history of American culture, it has supplied our anthems, the songs we sing in moments of trial, the tunes that inspire us to keep pushing toward a better world. One of the greatest folk songs is one you probably know, We Shall Overcome.
We shall overcome.
That's the late great folk singer Pete Seeger doing the song. It was originally called I Will Overcome. In the early 20th century, striking labor union members adopted it to keep their spirits high as they walked picket lines, and they changed it to We Will Overcome. In the 1950s, the song made its way to some musicians who were swapping songs and teaching at the Highlander Folk School in East Tennessee. Specifically, Pete Seeger and one of his pickin' buddies, a fellow named Frank Hamilton. Hamilton, who was an exceptional student of black gospel music, decided the song should have a rhythm more suited to marching. So he did the song over in 12/8 time. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, we will overcome. And then Seeger, who thought the song would sing better if you substituted the word shall for will, put his mark on it. Not long after, a very important Georgian visited the Highlander Folk School, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. He heard the song and just couldn't get the melody out of his head, and that's how We Shall Overcome became the anthem of the Civil Rights Movement. The song was passed from group to group over the years, and it wound up being one of the most important tunes in American history. And here's the kicker. That fella Frank Hamilton is still alive and at age 89 is living right here in Georgia. And over in Decatur, just a few miles from the studio where I'm sitting right now, he runs a little institution called the Frank Hamilton School, which teaches hundreds of regular Georgians how to play and how to sing and how to use music to bring people together. And that, y'all, is how folk music works. Right now, we have a great story about Frank Hamilton in the online magazine I edit called Salvation South, and you can come read it at salvationsouth.com.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.